I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1507, Don't Let the Devil Burst In. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That is, he's always looking for an opportunity to destroy you, to help you destroy yourself, to help you destroy others. Don't give him that opportunity. And understand today, it can happen so quickly. Don't leave the door cracked. Lock it up tight. It only takes one bit of bitterness that you're harboring, or unforgiveness, or anger, or greed, or fill in the blank. Any of those things not dealt with, not taken to the foot of Jesus, and the devil will carpe diem. He'll seize the day, and he'll seize you too. Just ask Judas. T2G is about the two great commandments of loving God and loving others. And Satan is constantly trying to stop you from both of those, to put barriers and blocks to keep you from loving God, seeing that God loves you, keep you from expressing the love you've received to others. During the Last Supper, in John chapter 3, verse 12, we get this one line. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Now think about that for a minute. The word put into the heart of Judas Iscariot. The word put into comes from the Greek word balo, and it means to throw, to cast, to thrust, to inject. This word balo carries the idea of a very fast action of throwing, thrusting, or injecting something forward, such as throwing a ball or a rock or forward thrusting of a sharp knife. Renner writes, "It's significant how this word is used in this context because it tells us how quickly the devil moved to inject a seed of betrayal into Judas' heart. When the seed of betrayal was injected, it went so deep that it turned Judas, one of Jesus' closest associates, into a deceiver and a betrayer. Judas became the epitome of a disloyal and unfaithful friend. When Satan finally penetrated Judas' mind and emotions with the seed of betrayal, he injected it so hard and so fast that it became deeply embedded and lodged in Judas's soul." John 13:2 could be translated like this: the devil having thrust into, or the devil having now inserted into, or the devil having now forcibly hurled into, or the devil having now embedded into. There's no doubt that the word balo means the devil quickly seized an opportunity to inject a seed of betrayal into Judas's heart. He was so often offended by Jesus that a window into his heart and emotions opened, if only for a brief moment. When the devil saw that opening, he moved like lightning to penetrate Judas' mind and emotions in order to sour a long-term relationship and turn a trusted friend into a betrayer. Friends, the devil will look for any way to put a wedge between you and Jesus. Unfulfilled expectations, disappointments, prayers not answered the way you want, the hurt of a friend. The list is endless. Here's the great question. What open door are you leaving unsecured that the devil could enter in your life? Let's pray this prayer from Sparkling Gems. Lord, please forgive me for the times I've allowed the devil to put a wedge between me and the people you've placed in my life. Help me to go and ask forgiveness for the things I did wrong. Help me to extend patience, forgiveness, to love others who have done wrong to me or who will wrong me in the future. I want never to have the devil be in charge of my emotions or my thought life. So I'm asking that you help me think clearly and to know how to recognize those times when the devil tries to upset me and ruin my relationships. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1508. In the meantime, my desire today is for us to keep short accounts with people and with the Lord. Don't let the root of bitterness sink into your soul. Your enemy will burst in and ruin everything. So today, podcast friend, is there some business that you need to do so you don't let the devil burst in?